Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk.
Well, God bless you. Welcome and welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We pray that you and you, wherever you might be, that God can bless you and give you a great turnaround. Amen. Until you are able to put your feet on solid ground. Amen. That's what we're always about here at Doctrine of Truth. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always is to, amen, iron sharpen iron. We come together, amen, and try to inspire one another, increase each other's knowledge and understanding, and give them strength. Because the Bible says we're two or three witnesses, amen, there he be in the midst. Not only that, but iron sharpens iron. We can look at our mistakes and look and see where, amen, the enemy trying to trick us and lead us astray like it did in the Garden of Eden, amen. But God love us and he care for all of us. Now, Father, we thank you right now, O God, for our gathering. Lord, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance through your Holy Spirit, O God, and bind Satan's hand. Bind the deception, bind the wickedness, God, the arrows, oh God, the soothsayers, the psychics, all that's trying to pray against the house of God or the people of God. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we know you say one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. And we're in agreement. We're in agreement, Lord, not only that, but according to Matthew 18 and 19, where two or three come together and agree on heaven. And Lord, heaven is a part of the scriptures. Amen. We say in heaven tonight, you all are watching. Amen. And heaven is watching us. And we agree in heaven that heaven will come. Amen. And the angels of heaven will come and bind all wickedness. Amen. In heavenly places around this earth. Oh, God, in high places, not only bind it, and in earth. Oh, God, so we are petitioning heaven and well here on the earth that the power of God now will go out of this radio broadcast and touch those that are listening wherever they might be. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Welcome again. We'll be talking about, amen, and discussing the blueprint of Christian living. Of Christian living, amen. How we overcome, amen. Whatever we are like a tree. Psalm of the one said we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water to bring it forth its fruit, amen. In this season, and we know trees. Many of us know different type of a year. Trees they shed their leaves. They have fruit, amen. The fruit they have is good for food, many trees, not only that, for growth, not only for man, but for animals. So trees reproduce and produce all the time, but they're planted. They're planted in good soil. They're planted, amen, in good fertilization, amen. If not, the husbandman or the shepherd will come along and try to make some adjustments, find out what's wrong with the tree, what's the problem of the tree. Amen. Those of you as well that are listening, and we're our website is www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can click on our website. You see our homepage, and you can go down to media, and you'll find us there with our link with Facebook. And here we are tonight in Blog Talk. Amen. You can also go back and review different programs through Blog Talk Radio. And down at the bottom, if you would like to support this broadcast, you can click on donations. Amen. Amen. We are here, amen, as always, to encourage you and will not come to fight any doctrine or anyone. Amen. This is an open forum where we're talking about, amen, different subjects that will help you to grow thereby. And one of the discussions tonight, today, wherever you might be listening to this broadcast, amen, is the blueprint on Christian living. Now, we can't give you a certificate of any kind of grade that you can pass on, but we're praying that this information, amen, that will go forth will help you to grow. You help you to grow. And this is what Peter discussing, the Apostle Peter, amen, discussing in his second letter, second epistle, amen, out of the book of King James. And we are always like to encourage you to, when you do your research, you can research three or four different Bibles, amen, Bible dictionary, concordance, amen, as well as pray that the Holy Spirit, you get the general knowledge of the Bible, and God will, through his rhema, give you the revelation, give you a revelation, a now word, a now inspiration of the written word, of the written word. And always we have to come to God in prayer. Come to God in prayer. And when you get a chance to meditate, to set aside things to, amen, rest your mind and concentrate on God's word. Amen. David said he meditated on his word day and night. Amen. And the commandments that would make you strong. Amen. It give you a strong mind, a clear mind concerning what God wants you to do. We don't support, amen, sitting down, clearing your mind, and have God's word not being a part of your concentration. That open up your mind, amen, to devil's workshop. The enemy always bombarding us because that's the spiritual battleground, your mind, your mind. Paul talks about all the time that we have to renew our mind. We have to renew our mind. The information that we had, amen, when we first came to Christ, that has to be evaluated and renewed to righteousness, to godliness, amen. And once you get that platform and understanding, we know God is love. I mean, that's out of the question. Don't need to discuss that because we know God is love. And all the mistakes we made this year is almost out. All the mistakes you made, we all made mistakes. Amen. Oh, God. And the Holy Spirit, through his grace and mercy, we're still here. We're still here. Things that happen, and thank God. So we know God is love. He's mercy. Amen. His kindness. Amen. He loves us so much. So if you want to define love, you say you love something, you have to be observant and be willing to forgive. Amen. Willing to suffer the losses. Amen. And go right ahead and support things that you love. Things that you love and people that you love. And you might not love their ways, but you know, you can help them try to adjust that. So Peter's discussing tonight, and we're going to read three or four different verses, translations from the King James Bible, Amplified Bible, New American Standard, and the New International Bible. Amen. And we're looking and searching for, amen, a rhema. Amen. We're looking and searching for a revelation. Amen. To key in. Amen. And your walk as a Christian. And here's Apostle Peter writing. We're taking the Apostle Peter, the second epistle. Amen. Giving a general observation here. Peter is saying that saluting the Christians, he admonished them concerning the gifts and promises of the gospel. He exhorted them to add to their faith such virtues as would make it fruitful. He remembered them, acknowledging his death to be near. Now, everyone that of you may have fruit you love, trees that you love, fruit trees, amen. And you know there's a certain time of the year, a season that they grow their fruits. they bud their fruits out. Maybe they produce their fruit, and you pick the fruit. And after you have picked the fruit, amen, then you go back, amen, and you fertilize them, and you know after a while they're going to reproduce. So fruits, what we have, the gifts and the talents that God has given us, amen, to admonish and to edify the body of Christ. Amen. What I say, what you do, amen, help each other to grow in Christ, amen, to follow Christ. And in the same time, it attract other people to us because of the things we do. Case in point, you know, many of their entertainers, and many entertainers that people have made gods out of them, they attract they what they sing, how they entertain the world, and many of our children, many adults say, well, I want to be like this person, I want to be like that person, because of the fruits they give off. But their lifestyle is not godly. Their lifestyle, so they overlook all of the other things except they accept the fruits and overlook, amen, their lifestyle. But Peter is discussing here, amen, in 2 Peter, we're going to read it from the King James, amen. He was saying here, in the third verse, for the sake of time, amen, according to the divine power has given unto all things the pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. We need the knowledge of God. You have to read your Bible. You have to have concepts. You have to have the manual. Amen. You have to have the manual. That you buy a car, anything, you'll say, let's read the manual now. Let's put it together. Let's read the manual and see how this thing works. Amen. God, amen, has the churches and men and women of God. They labor. They labor in the word. Amen. And they pray and labor in the word. Amen. So they can help you along in the manual. Amen. Help you along in the Bible. Fourth verse, whereas were given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, give all diligently, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Or an Amplified Bible says that by means of these things he bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises, that through them you may escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and be sharers, partakers of the divine nature. For this reason, adding your diligently to divine promises, employ every effort in exercising your faith, develop virtues. Now, virtues are my excellent resolution, Christian energy. Let's add to your faith virtue, Christian energy. And in exercising virtue, develop knowledge, intelligence. All right? And in exercising knowledge, develop self-control. And exercising self-control, develop steadfastness, patience, endurance. And in exercising steadfastness, develop godliness. And in exercising godliness, develop brotherly affection. And in exercising brotherly affection, develop Christian love. Now, you see how and these things qualifies yours and increase and abundant in you that will keep you and being idols or unfruitful unto the personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Amen. Notice what he says now. And whosoever lacking these qualities is blind, spiritually short-sighted, seeing only what is near to him, and because observing to the fact that he was cleansed from his old sins. Because of this, brethren, be all the most urgent and urgency to make sure, to be strengthened, to make steadfast your calling and election. For this, if you do, you will never stumble or fall. Now, New International Bible says, therefore, brethren, the 10th verse, they be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. If you be do these things, you shall never fall. The American Standard says, as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. What self-control, perseverance, faith, and brotherly kindness, godliness, love. Amen. But you have to add to. All the time, you have to add to. You say, well, I got faith. All right, let's add to your faith. Okay, I got, what am I adding to my faith? What about patience? What about endurance? Okay, well, patience, you can't stop and say, well, I'm okay. Don't let the devil tell you stopping okay when you know you have some shortcomings according to the scripture. If you're always trying to grow in knowledge of God, grow, amen. You have always some areas whereby you need to improve on. You have some areas you have to improve on. Amen. I have nothing, amen, against different brothers and sisters, how they exercise their faith, their religious control or whatever, but don't be too religious, amen. You have to go home. Once you worship and take God, thank God and hear the word, then you have to go home. And you know, sometime when you go to home or come to your job, you have some problems you have to deal with. We're living in this world. Until Jesus come and God call you home, you always, your faith going to be challenged. Your patience going to be challenged. Someone going to challenge your intelligence about the Bible. Someone going to always challenge your giving. So all the time you have to be, what you have to be growing. You have to be researching. Amen. Not necessarily say, well, I don't read the Bible. No, but can you exercise the Bible? Can you practice these things? That's what Peter's saying. If you continue to practice, amen, these things in different areas of your life, amen. Well, I thank God I love Jesus, amen, but I'm not going to be supporting all these churches. Well, you don't have but one. You can't support but one. You can support missions. Amen. Well, I don't give the devil room. I don't think, I don't give nobody my money. Well, that's selfishness. That's a little dingy, a little bit, breaking it down. Well, I don't like this. I don't like this preacher. I don't like that preacher. Well, you know, so we have areas. This is what Paul is saying. We have areas. This is what Apostle Peter said. We have areas. Peter was prejudiced. He was a Jew. Amen. A Jew. The Jews. Amen. Peter did not want to go to Cornelius' house. Amen. And tell him about the gospel. God had to deal with him. Amen. When Paul came in, amen, in the system, among the elders, amen, the Holy Spirit sent them out to the Gentiles, amen. So God loved the whole world. He loved the whole world. Everybody, he loved everybody. And it's for us to take the word to them by our living, by our living. So your neighbor, your closest family, they know your problem. They know how to push your button. In other words, they know how to make you upset. And so Peter said, let's correct that. Peter said, we do these things, you will never fail. You will never fall. And it takes time. It takes time to adjust from these things. And, you know, God blesses us and God helps us. He does not take nothing from us. Isaiah 61, God does not take anything from us unless he replaces it. God replaces things through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. He replaces, amen, issues and problems. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. Amen. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. Jesus said, when the comforter come, amen, he will lead and guide you. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. Amen. He's In Isaiah 61, amen, in the looking at the beginning with the first verse and working down, Jesus has said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor." Amen. When you come in Christ, you're not going to be poor all the time. That's good news. Jesus is the bank. He's the money. He knows things. He sees things. The Holy Ghost repeats. The Holy Ghost is like a cell phone, a phone. Amen. The Spirit tells. He'll tell on anybody. You can't hide nothing from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus see it. Tell the Holy Spirit. He tell it. Amen. He'll tell it. Amen. And in Isaiah 61, amen, in the 12th verse, I mean the second verse, amen, he said, "He has sent me to heal the broken hearts." You got a broken heart, God know how to heal it. He'll heal your broken heart. "To proclaim liberty to the captive." You've been, amen, you're spiritually captive. Amen. Problems and unforgiveness. Amen. And to proclaim except the year of the Lord, the day of the vengeance of the Lord, to comfort all that moan, to consult those who moan in Zion, to give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's why you always hear some of the concept, well, you know, when the Spirit of God comes down, amen, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. They grab a praise because they know, amen, because the heaviness, they might be on the heaviness, amen, that we may be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. God, all scriptures are used, amen. Paul told Timothy, all scriptures, amen, written by holy men, they're used for teaching, for encouragement, that the body of Christ and the man of God. Amen. So the Old Testament is our schoolmaster. Amen. Jesus came in and he brought a new and easy way, but he didn't change it. The foundation is under the Old Testament. And you can't change nothing, but Jesus made it what he made it new and easy for us. He clarified it many times. And like the Psalmist 12 say, purified it. The Word of God is pure. So the Word of God is not going to hurt you. And God is not going to hurt you. The Holy Spirit is not going to hurt you. Once you trust in God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, amen, you'll find that when you start educating yourself according to the Word. Now, Jesus said in these last days, now, there will be many, many false teachers. There are many false teachers out there. So you have to watch those that you know that has been living right. They might not have a television and entertainment. They might, but you know they're walking upright. They don't tell lies. Amen. They love everybody. They try to do what they can to encourage you to pick up yourself, to go on. Amen. They're always encouraging you to forgive and let go. Amen. And go on with Christ. Amen. And don't let that bother you and don't worry so much, but let God have it. Amen. So those are the kind of people you have to, if you're not sure about what school or what church to go to, amen, until you research it, but you have to be a part of some fellowship, some body of Christ. It's good therapy. It's good therapy to go in among groups. Where you say, well, I don't believe in that. Well, okay, those of you, this is a season of sports season. This is a football season. Go up and try to close down the stadium. And you see what groups you're going to be on CNN and television and everything else out there trying to close down. You don't believe in groups. Everybody have a place they want to go and fellowship. Amen. Even just maybe it's your family reunion or your birthday. Amen. So don't fight against what's good for you. Try to understand why it's good for you. That's what you call, amen. As Peter said, let's try to get some what? Intelligence. Amen. Let's try to get some self-control. You know you're stingy. You know you have a quick tempo. Amen. Amen. We need to work on it. You know you're prejudiced. You got to work on it. You're Christian. You got to work on it. Amen. If you're lazy, you got to work on it. Amen. So here we are. This is what Peter said. If you get involved, amen, increasing your knowledge, increasing your understanding, amen, you'll never fall. That's what the Bible says. I'm just reading what the Bible says. The Bible says you'll never fall. And right, Second Peter, if you have your Bible, I believe in the Bible that I'm reading. It is true. Amen. Even though I might not like all the different Bibles that come out, I start off with the King James, and I work it that way because the Holy Spirit kind of agreed with me better with the old-fashioned King James. Then I begin to work to get more clarity sometime. Amen, like we're doing now. Amen, all these other Bibles, Amplified, New American Standard, International Bible. Amen, I know there's some good news Bible. But, amen, that's for your studying, your edification. Amen, that you can walk with understanding because the devil fights your knowledge. Amen, he'll come against your knowledge. He'll come against the delegated authority. Amen, I'm like more giving now like a delegated authority. God gave it to me, the Holy Spirit gave it to me, I'm giving it to you. And then that's when the enemy, he always like to jump right in. Amen. And like the Garden of Eden, he come right in with Eve, say, wait a minute, Eve. He didn't mean that translation. Oh, God. God didn't mean that, now Eve. And he caught Eve there. Amen. Kind of scratching her head, combing her hair. I said, wait a minute. Well, Adam might be hiding. Yeah, he's trying to hide something from you. God and Adam is against you. They're against the female. They're against the female. Amen. He fights the female. Now, Eve, come on now. I'm for you. See how the enemy can twist things? He try to twist it around. So you want to study and correct your mistakes because we have an enemy. He fights. Those fallen angels fight. And they come out false information. Amen. They take the information and they work that information. Amen. But God love you. That's not a discussion. You got to get grounded that God is for you. He loves you. John 3:16. He loves you. Amen. And God believe in healing. Jesus came healing. And wind it up now. Jesus came healing. In the Old Testament, the prophets. Amen. God used the prophets and they heal. Amen. Through herbs and different things. And the Jews didn't have no problem with that. But the problem they had with Jesus, when Jesus showed up, Jesus was healing too. He was healing too. Amen. God's son. Yes, he was healing too. But the problem that they had with Jesus was talking about he was forgiving people of their sins. And they just know this is a no-no. What this man, he's crazy. This is a no-no. Nobody can deal with sins but God. Is he saying he's God? That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. No, this man is wrong. He's wrong. Amen. So Jesus forgives sins. Today we believe Jesus forgives sins. Amen. Now healing, we kind of got a problem a little bit because we're dealing with so much medication going along. Still is a healer. He still is a healer. Amen. God believe it. God don't leave nothing out. He's still the same. Amen. But now you have to understand that God does want you to grow spiritually. He wants you to get better. Until we leave this earth, he wants you to get better. He wants you to be a better human being, amen, that you can attract other people, that you can be a more glorious person as you walk this earth, amen. Now we're going to open up the lines, amen. We thank God for all of you in the studio, amen, to help this program go forward, that we can edify and help one another, amen. We all have problems. Some things won't clear up overnight. You can be saved, yes, and still be stingy. Yes, you can be saved, amen, and yes, have unforgiveness. Yes, you can. Jesus said, Peter asked Jesus, how often shall I forgive my brother? Amen. Amen. So there are some things that until God get with us, every day we have to get it right. Give us this day our daily bread, and our shepherd will help us. Amen. What we do here, and those are for the first time in the studio, thank God for you being here. We always like to call out the area code and the last four digits because we want you to feel free. Amen. You don't have to give your name, and we don't give the whole phone number. So if you want to discuss or have a comment to make concerning something pertaining to your spiritual growth, how God has showed you something to correct, you don't have to get too personal with it as well. It might be a dream or vision that God has given you and you would like to share, amen, or scripture, amen, or you just being for the first time listening, God bless you, just stay on the line, amen. But if you like to, just push one on your phone, our technician will put you in, amen. Just remember your brother or sister like to come in behind you, amen, make other comments about it. Then the latter 5 minutes of the program, we'll open it up. It's not for, we have like to have prayer for everyone. All right, now we have a caller at 954. The last four digits is 1360. Go right ahead. God bless you. On the air.
Yes, hi. Yeah, I'm currently back in South Florida. I'm a truck driver. And I just want to say thank God, you know, for being on this radio, and I'm able to talk freely. I know I haven't been on here this much, but I just want to inform everybody, and I hope that my church is listening through the radio, that I'm pretty sure that a lot of people knew. I'm dealing with type 2 diabetes. I had went to the hospital a couple of days after I got home. You know, the first day my nose was bleeding, it had stopped for the whole day. And then the second day my nose bled twice in the same hour. So, you know, three times, you know, it was time. It was a warning sign to go get checked out. Came to find out when the paramedics came, you know, my sugar ran high and my blood pressure was high. I mean, I think complications with my blood pressure was due to the high sugar. So my sugar reached 360. So I laid in the hospital for like 3 or 4 days under heavy medication, and now I'm taking metformin and insulin and stuff in my blood pressure to contain, you know, to make sure that everything is all right. Now I got to follow an important diet. And I was already doing that. I was getting started on it, but I started late. So all I'm asking right now is just continue to pray for me. And I'm also trying to be active as well, you know, as far as exercising goes, because I wanted to get into the gym and, you know, stay active and try to lose the weight. And I've been on here before a while back about the truck driver situation. I see a lot of truck drivers that's unhealthy, and, you know, and it is very hard to be healthy. But if you're going to be, like, not active or, you know, less active, at least you got to put clean stuff in your body, like fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, which I've been doing. And I'm also watching how much I eat of stuff. So, you know, I done stayed away from the high carbohydrates, such as rice. And I've been eating, like, whole grain pasta. And, you know, like I said, I just want to, all I'm asking is no more, no less, just to keep me in prayer. And as I, you know, try to get back on the road, you know, when I know when I get back on the road, I just got to keep up on my medicine. And then I got to try to keep up with the doctors or physicians, whoever I join up with. And I know the main doctor I'm keeping up with right now is God. So, and that's all who I have in my life. So that's all I'm asking. I'm asking everybody to keep me in prayer in Jesus' name.
All right. God bless you. We're happy to see you. We pray for you always. Amen. Jesus is a healer. Amen. Once we find out what the problem is, the Holy Spirit should work on us and show us how to work on the problem. Amen. God bless you again as well. Thank God the church is listening. Amen. God bless you. All right. God bless you. We'll keep him in prayer. We will be praying for him at the end of the broadcast. We have another caller. Amen. You can just push one on your phone. Amen. And we'll give it area code in your last four digits. Amen. God is a healer. He knows that the environment, what we're living in, amen, is contaminated. The enemy using everything he can to cut off the saints. And when I first got saved, I really didn't think food was my enemy. Amen. But I find out it is. It is, because the body was designed and God set it up for certain things. Amen. So we thank God for all of us that's coming into knowledge of that. Amen. You do have to take care of your body. This is a temple of God. You have to be careful what you put in it and how you use it. Amen. Because it will come back on against you, and it can be a part of your downfall. But thank God for knowledge. Amen. The Holy Spirit, He will help us and give us mercy. That's why it's important to pray for those, your family and friends and relatives. Okay, well, press 1 on your phone. Amen. We see we have a full house of the studio tonight. We want each and every one, if you have something to say, be encouraging that you can share, amen, without getting too personal, amen, concerning your growth in Christ. Amen. This is very important to understand. There's always avenues. The first, in the service, they taught us to know our enemy. Don't drink the water, don't eat the food, amen, when we're in different areas in warfare. Amen. We're in the world. God loved the world. The enemy down here fighting against all human beings. All human beings. He doesn't care, amen, who they are. He'll try to use human against human. Amen. Animals against animals. Fights and wars. Amen. That's part of the knowledge of growing up in Christ. Amen. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We do not fight against flesh and blood. The devil, amen, but we fight against principalities and powers and high places, spiritual powers, amen, that want to bombard your mind. And that's the warfare. Your mind, amen, can cause you to help yourself or destroy yourself if once you just get the right information. Amen. Knowing that you're not by yourself, the caller, you're not by yourself. Amen. All right. All right, we don't want to continue unless someone else has something to say. Amen. We'll always leave the studio open for comments. That's why we are here, to share one with another, to give you a platform that you can express yourself. Amen. And to have others to pray for us and pray for each other when we come down close to the time of prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer help you to see things, amen, that you never thought before. Give you a revelation, amen. All right, we're talking about the blueprint of Christian living from Peter, the Apostle Peter, amen. And he was on a strict diet, amen. He didn't eat certain foods. The Old Testament gave us since the brother brought it up concerning diets. Amen. And foods, that we have to be careful. Paul told Timothy, pray over food. Pray over food if you're a good man of God. All right, we have area code 786, the last four digits, 4319. God bless you.
Hello?
God bless you, Doc. You on there?
Okay. I was just... I checked recently. I've been having a lot of trouble in this area with the phones.
Okay.
I think you remember on last show you had, but they wouldn't let me talk. I was able to hook into the studio, but it wouldn't let me talk. But anyway, thank God for the show tonight. Blueprint of Salvation. Is that what you was talking about there?
Christian living.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As you, I enjoyed your opening there. What I thought about though that God put we are on a foundation, and it says Jesus laid this foundation in. He gave his life, and we are encouraged to build on this foundation. And it tells us how we ought to live while we're on this foundation. And I said that to bring that while we on this foundation, I discovered that what the Lord wants is that you hear his voice and you know his voice. That made a lot of sense to me. If you want to live right, you can't be so hungry for the world things. You got a hunger for righteousness, and it assures you there you shall be filled. So we talking about we ought to live. The blueprint is high. We ought to live, and then God commands have come to us, and there's no one higher nor lower can change these commands. See, so we do this and we live so that we can grow and we can be pleasing with God, and therefore we have peace with God. And you know, when it comes down to your health, Bishop, this is one of the greater things I find. Whatever your conditions are, type 2 diabetes, anything, you own the foundation. And healing is children's bread on the foundation. But this is the key. You got to talk to the Lord. You got to call Lord Jesus. You see, you gotta lay out. Don't you try to plan. You go and get help. But first, talk to a God. You see what I'm saying? He'll show make it right. Cause I'm gonna tell you something. If you go to the hospital, you better talk to him before you get in there. You see, get rest in your mind and your soul. And I tell you what, it can be really wonderful for you. Because I believe that the enemy awaits you at the door of the hospital now. That may be kind of scary, but I believe it's true. So this is what I'm looking at here, the blueprint. God, it's his will to save us. But then it is his will also that you speak to him. You see, you honor him. You recognize that he's a holy God and he can't lie to you. And isn't that amazing? And you'll find that there's rest in that. And then what I've developed, what I see is that when God cleanses your spirit, he began to wash your soul, all these little old funny viruses will run away from you. See, you attract them when you in this world. You see, we not of this world, but we still in this world. So we need a shield. We need to add on to our faith, as you were saying there, Bishop. And this is our support. This is our help. And we'll do this because the Lord said, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. So this is what I'm looking at by this blueprint. Because I see now that our minds are vast. We have powerful minds. And if you don't hold on to God in the simplest way, your mind will lead you away from what you ought to get. It's just how well built these things are, you see. So that's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. Very good. I know you can elaborate deeper on going to the hospital, but it's on the floor, and you understand that I experienced it too. When you go to the hospital, you have to have your mind in Christ and research and recite, amen, all scriptures and meditate on it and think positive, because the enemy does fight you in the mind. And when something negative come up in your life, there he is right there. Oh, you're not going to make it. It's not going to be you, and you know. But the mind is a powerful thing. The mind of God has given us that we can speak the word. Amen. He spoke the word. That's why we can prophesy. We can prophesy. We can speak to ourselves. Amen. And learning the word, learning scriptures might be a better part there. Amen. That we need to work on. All right. Someone else. Ronnie. We're think we got about another 10 minutes here because we're going to go in prayer. Health is a battlefield. The mind is a battlefield for the enemy. Amen. He attacked Eve and challenged her intelligence and her personal relationship between her husband and his God and her God. Amen. We have another. You can press one on your phone. Press one on your phone, and we, amen. It's, like we said, no answer, no question, no discussing. Discussion. We can throw out the door. Say no, we don't want to hear that. But you have something you would like to say. You have a chance now. Amen. To push one on your phone there, and we're, amen. And our technician will put you back in. We'll just give you area code and last four digits. Amen. God is a healer. He gives us information. Amen. Because information is powerful. Ecclesiastes 4 and 7 say, wisdom is knowledge is power, and money is power. Amen. Excellent of knowledge. Amen. Knowledge is powerful. Amen. God wants us to have knowledge. Knowledge will help you find the money you need, how to utilize your money. Amen. So if you run after money, you better run after understanding and knowledge how to use your money. Amen. Don't. All right, we have another caller, 754-7506. 754. God bless you on there.
Good afternoon. I was just calling Bishop. This is the Thomas.
Yes.
And I just wanted, the little comment came to me, there's no fault in God. We have to realize that there's no fault in God. And if we're in any situation, we have to ask, like the scripture said, acknowledge the Lord and ask him to direct us. But there is no fault in God.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good night.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for the comment. There's no fault in God. There's no fault in God. He loves. He loves. Amen. Amen. He's for you. 100% he's for you. He's for you. All right. We can take another caller, a couple more callers. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone. Amen. If you have a comment, a question, amen, you would like to make, amen. The Bible we was talking about, iron sharpening iron. Praying that all information that be given out tonight, little comments, little questions, amen, you can help utilize it to help yourself and help others. Amen. You can utilize it to help yourself as well as others. Amen. You don't give up. You know, all of us can remember when all those minors, those little soccer players got caught in the caves. The world was just praying. Amen. That they make it out. Some say they never make it out. The cave never give up anything. But man didn't stop. They persevered constantly. Same applies, amen, in your life. Find two or three people, maybe the word of prayer through others, and constantly pray. Don't give up. Don't give up. Amen. Don't give up. The world, if people you got friends, fans and friends are working along with you, helping you to come through. Amen. Somebody find a way. Amen. Somebody find something. Many of us have a lot of talent. And you have a lot of talents and skills. Amen. You can give to education. Young people out there using their skills in education the wrong way. Amen. They can come up with new medications. Amen. They can come up with new skills and talents. Amen, to solve these diseases. I believe God is a healer, and I believe he used medication, herbs, exercise, therapy, amen, to get these bodies back in order. The body just need a little adjustment, a little work on the problems that's what's wrong with it. It's like a car. You find out what needs spark plugs, tires, amen, and you fix that, you got a car again. Amen. Same thing applies with your body. Amen. Once you find out how to utilize it, amen. They can go to the moon and under the moon and around the world and Amen. They got devices and things. I used to believe in eyeglasses, but thank God I need them now. And I learned everything is for us to use. Amen. Till we leave this earth to help edify the body of Christ, God can use us. Amen. Paul was a sick man going around preaching and teaching. But he was sick. Amen. But God used him mightily. All right. Well, I think we got about another 3 minutes here before we go into prayer, start taking prayer requests. But if you have another comment, amen, let's go ahead and our technician will type you in, and you can make a comment, a question, amen, that you can, I think we have a, all right, 4319, last four digits. Go right ahead.
Yeah. One more quick point, Bishop. The Lord gave me this vision a few days ago, and it was really to encourage me, you know, when you, in this life, you run nine. I don't care how much and how well you eat, you can get tired, you know. But God said to me, he says, he showed me this picture. He said, when you come to Jesus and you be converted, it's just like you was talking about the car. Well, you know, in a car, the battery will go dead, you know. But when you come to Jesus, it's like God put a jumper cable on you, and that's up. And you get tired. You ever just think about it? You can start fasting and get stronger. Now, I don't understand that. Without food, you'll get weak. But you can fast and build up your hope. You can get stronger. The things that you just couldn't face, all of a sudden it becomes clear to you. You begin to bless others and be happy about it. Begin to feel good about in your soul about forgiving. So that's what he was telling me. And I kind of got kind of happy with that. He said, he tell me you got a jumper cable on me. And Lord knows, I tell you, that helped me, because sometimes, I tell you something, you don't feel like doing anything. Sometimes you don't feel like getting up. But then you begin to think about the Lord Jesus. And I tell anybody, you start thinking about Matthew 27 and what Jesus faced and how they slapped him around and all this kind of a thing. And he did it all for us to be free. Isn't that wonderful? So that's the blueprint. And you know, Bishop, we live in a fellowship. We live fellowship with the Lord God and his son Jesus. And if you confess your faults, your sins, he just to forget. And that's what keeps me going. You know, sometimes you miss the mark, but then you got a connection with the Savior. So that's what I'll look at, Bishop, in that blueprint. Thank you, sir.
All right. Isaiah 58, cry aloud. It's a day he set aside for you to miss a meal. Amen, and amen, get your strength. Amen. You know, there's a way to use it. He will give you boldness and strength. And there are a lot of them, the unsaved, they know how to use it, that they don't eat. And they, you know, protest and a lot of things. But that the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you. He lets you know when to come on and when to get off of it. Amen. All right. God bless you all. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Unless somebody got one more remark there. About a minute, because we're getting ready to go into prayer, and we'll be opening up for prayer requests, as well as those that would like to give a short prayer for those that are listening. Amen. We might as well get ready to go into prayer. Now we have prayer time. Those that got a prayer request, amen, you can just come on real quickly, amen, and give your prayer request. Or if you want to have a prayer, you want to pray for those, amen, that are struggling, amen, with all different types, amen, of problems in this on this earth as well in their life, amen. They feel that they are being lonely and lost. Loneliness is a part of leadership. Loneliness can be a part. The enemy can use it against you when you start coming to Christ and you're new in Christ. Amen. And you don't know where to go and what to do. We're always talking about fellowship with the prayer band, that a prayer band is connected to a church fellowship, that you can go and be among those, amen, all have like faith and have the like God, the same God, amen. That means Jesus Christ, amen, the anointed one, Jesus the Savior, amen, Jesus, amen, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the whole package, amen, to be taught, amen. Love is number one. Press one on your phone, those that would like to pray. Give a short prayer for those that are sick, for whatever problems we have. We have a couple of confessions about sickness. You can press one on your phone to pray for our brothers and sisters that are diabetic and those that are going through heart troubles. God bless you. All right, 786-4319 prayer. God bless you, Doc. You're there.
Lord, we are grateful tonight for your blessings. We thank you for Bishop and his energy, his efforts. We thank you, Lord, that you hold him up and don't let him fall in these times and these days that we're all going through. So we believe you tonight and trust you. Oh, God, we ask you for your favor and that you increase our faith and our hope will stand strong. And we'll believe only until you come for us in Jesus' precious name. Bless that brother, who, the truck driver who suffered with the diabetes, and touch his mind and touch his body, Lord Jesus, and give him the strength to make good decisions for his life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. We agree for every prayer. We're all in agreement in the studio. We thank God for you and you. We are, amen. We're all over the studio with phone numbers. The studio is filled up. We thank God from 954-561, amen, 850s, and amen, 786s. We all agree for every prayer that's going forward, amen, that whatever your condition is at this moment, at this time, that God is now. He is now, not tomorrow. We believe now is happening for your life. Now is happening in your spirit. Now it is happening, amen, in your body. God is making the corrections, amen. He inspiring your mind through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's inspiring us and lifting us, amen. Another caller, let's have a prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Another caller, that's one on your phone. Amen. You can just continue to, amen, have a little small meditation in your mind. Amen. But keep your mind in Christ. To always pull your mind back to a good scripture, a good spiritual song. Amen. Surround yourself with all this technology. You can use it for your advantage. Like get scriptures and get you some CDs and Bible scriptures and bombard your mind. Amen. With all of God, godliness as much as possible. All right, God bless you all. Continue, Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, looking at our listeners tonight in the studio. Oh, Lord, all over America and different states, Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance. We agree tonight, Lord. We agree. We fight against the spirit of the devil. Every spirit is not godly. Every spirit that brings sickness and diseases, we rebuke it now. In heaven and in earth, God, they will loose these bodies, loose these minds in the name of Jesus the Christ. And we ask you the glory, Lord. We give you the glory, God, to increase our knowledge, increase our finance, increase our love for one another. God, increase our shortcoming because you are our shepherd. Amen. Like David said, well, you are our shepherd. Amen. When we're out to church and we have no home and no house, look upon the brothers and sisters lost their homes and houses. But, Lord, you still a shepherd. God, you don't live in buildings. You're a spirit. You move along with prayer. We're reaching out for prayer for our brothers in the hurricanes and floods, in the storm and the rain and the snow. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You can reach us again. Log Talk Radio. God bless you. We love one another. Don't give up the fight. Don't give up the fight. fight a good fight of faith, because faith is now, not tomorrow. It's now. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen.